I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For months, civil war has raged in Ethiopia's Tigray region. The fighting has demolished infrastructure and threatened the food security to the point of famine. Despite recent talk of a ceasefire, though, no end to the violence appears to be in sight. Most concerning is the involvement of soldiers from neighboring Eritrea in the conflict. In fact, Pastor Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says Eritrean soldiers have destroyed two refugee camps in the Tigray region. They captured some Eritreans living in the camps and brought them back to Eritrean prisons. Those who escaped the raids fled further into Ethiopia. And Foley says the Big C Church has been a beacon of hope during this chaos.
People are gathering around the church. They're grieving at the church. They're bringing dead bodies to the church. They're burying them in mass graves. The gospel is still making a way for people to have hope. The Christians who are hearing the word of God are acting on it. They're opening their homes.
And you may be familiar with the Great Commission at the end of Matthew's gospel. In short, Jesus said, "Go and make disciples of all nations." But what does it mean on a practical level? Well, a new book out from missiologist Marv Newell offers some guidance.
Hopefully people come away from this book seeing that every Christian is to be involved in reaching the unreached. And they can do it in one of two ways. They can either be a goer or to be a sender.
Newell leads a coalition of like-minded ministries called the Alliance for the Unreached.
We are in existence to bring awareness to the Christian public about unreached peoples around the globe. One third of humanity does not have access to the gospel.
The book, called A Third of Us, premieres next month. Stay connected with us for upcoming details on the launch. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.